This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 84. And on this episode, I'm taking you through a case study of a 24-hour promo I did that helped me add several dozen members to my membership site. So if you like to learn more about what we do and how we do it, this episode's for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am really pumped for this week's episode because I kind of think of it like a part two or a part 1A to last week's episode. So if you didn't already listen to episode 83, I'm really going to recommend that you do. Now, if you're kind of like, well, why do I need to listen to episode number 83? Great question. Let me tell you exactly why. So episode 83 is all about how we launched and got about 150 new members in our membership site in a very short period of time. This episode is about how we kind of reopened the cart to test out a 24-hour promo, and we got an additional 68 members. So if you didn't listen last week, there's going to be some stuff that we kind of skim over this week. I'll still talk about all of it, but it's going to be really helpful to have listened to last week's episode. So we'll link that up in the show notes as well. But before we dive in, I just want to give a quick shout out to our membership program, the Monthly Marketing Playbook Membership. Now, if you haven't heard about this, what we've done is we've created a monthly membership where every month I deliver a 25-plus page PDF and a 20-plus minute video to you designed to help you do one specific thing to generate more leads, sales, and growth in your business. So for example, in December, we helped people write their first 5 email sales funnel. It came with a PDF that had a checklist, examples of all the emails to write, how to write those emails, and how to create a really simple retargeting Facebook ad that helps people in your funnel purchase your product. So every month we give you a simple step-by-step playbook designed to put one new system or play in place to generate more leads and sales in your business. And that's the Monthly Marketing Playbook membership. And that's what I'm going to be talking about launching this entire episode. Now, if that sounds really intriguing to you, aside from this episode, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/MMPM. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/MMPM for Monthly Marketing Playbook membership. And you can drop your name and email on the wait list and see a little sneak peek of that December playbook. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. So I'm really pumped because the way we did this little promotion and what I want to talk to you about is we launched the membership site in early December and we got our first 150 members and it was very light and fun. And I sat back and I said, you know, we've got a little bit of time before the year ends. What can we do that is light, profitable, simple, and fun more than anything to drive more people into the membership? Because I've done the thing where I kind of grind myself to the bone to make it work and do whatever it takes. And ultimately, you just end up kind of burnt out. So I wanted to do a little promotion to get people into my membership. And my goal was to keep it light and fun and simple and profitable. And so the first thing I said was, look, I'm only going to do this for 24 hours, which was kind of crazy because normally my promotions are not 24 hours. And I had just launched this product about a week ago, but I said, okay, how do I keep this light and fun? And I said, well, I only want to promote for 24 hours. And I only want to send one email, do one social media post and one messenger post. So I need to be really strategic about this. And so I started thinking, okay, what are the primary elements of a launch that, you know, are really important that I don't miss out on? And number one is like a cart open, cart close. So I need to have a deadline, which we did. We set it for 24 hours. I also knew that I needed them to give them a reason to buy for the 24 hours. And we just launched this membership site and we launched it at a founding member price. And I remembered saying to myself, well, I want to have fun with this. So what if I did $24 for 24 hours, right? When we launched to our founding members, it was 20. And when we go public with the membership, it'll be 30 a month. But for right now, we were like, why not do $24 a month for 24 hours. And so we started brainstorming, me, Ted, and Charles, my two dogs. I started brainstorming ideas about how do I make this work? And I sat down and I again kept coming back to this idea of I want it to be fun and I want it to be simple and I want it to be creative. So we did that 24 hours and I sat back and I decided, oh my gosh, what if we leverage the Christmas season, give people a little Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and leverage that for a sale? Because anytime we can leverage like a current event or something of that nature, it can really help boost our sales. And I learned that from Frank Kern, who's a really genius marketer, who said people really love to like lean into the holidays, give people a holiday, whether it's a, you know, National Coffee Day, that's something a little more obscure, or something like Christmas, giving people something to anchor their desire to buy to can be really helpful to your conversions. So we decided to test it out and leverage Christmas. And so I wrote this little poem for you guys that I think you're going to appreciate, that I'm going to read to you real quick. So we sent out this email and we posted on Facebook and we said, "'Twas the week before Christmas, and as I went online, the messages felt endless, saying, 'Zach, this ain't fine. I had just closed the doors to my new membership, but it turns out there were a few who didn't get to slip in. So I come to you today after using some brain power. I've decided to let you join, but only for the next 24 hours. And from there, I just pitched my product and I gave people a sneak peek of everything, which we'll go deeper on how I structured these three elements to really push sales. But I wanted to lead in with the poem and the fun and the goals, because I want the primary takeaway message of this episode to be, look, not every launch has to be these crazy, insane, high level 30-day card opens, 29-day challenges, 50 webinar launches. You can open your cart for 24 hours and make sales. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't have an email list or I don't have a messenger list. That was a huge benefit to this, right? If you want to do a simple pop-up promo like this, you on some level have to already have an audience, but so what, right? So what? It's something to think about, where you don't need to hustle and work yourself to the bone every single time to profit. Now, I'll talk about the results at the end that we got, but suffice it to say, we added dozens of people to our membership doing this. So we started with the email, and the email actually led people to a sales page, okay? So we personally decided to create a sales page, but here's something that I want you to know. The reason I'm telling you this is because in the last episode, we didn't have a sales page, just a checkout page with SamCart. Now we actually have a sales page as well. But here is the thing about our sales page. All we did was take a really simple lead page template and use it. I love lead pages. You can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/lead pages if you want to check it out. That is an affiliate link, but I absolutely, absolutely love lead pages, because lead pages made it so simple to whip up a sales page, and I just used one of their templates. And you might be like, well, why am I telling you this? Well, if you're not familiar with lead pages, basically it is a landing page service that works from templates and lets you create sales pages, you know, sign up pages, opt-in pages really, really quickly. And it's a huge benefit. It works really, really well, but it's not super posh, right? It's not super fancy, if you will. It's just a bare bones, ridiculously simple sales page. And so I tell you that because I want you to understand, we didn't create this super fancy sales page or this crazy, amazing sales page. In fact, the sales page we made was super simple, but we just spoke to the benefits. It took me about 45 minutes to create the sales page, and it would go on to be responsible for a massive amount of sales. And all we did was talk about, look, how would it feel every month to have a step-by-step action plan to generate leads, to have access to a community, to not have to guess what would work? You know, this is the monthly marketing playbook. We talked about where I've been featured. We gave some sneak peeks of the content, and we just pitched the product, and we pitched it leveraging a lot of the content that I talked about creating in the previous episode. So I didn't recreate everything. I didn't build a new sales page from scratch. I didn't have to hire a sales page designer. I just went to lead pages, plugged in my color codes and made a really simple sales page. And again, I literally spent about 45 minutes to an hour on this sales page, and that was it, okay? Now, once I had that sales page, I needed to send an email. And I started racking my brain about a couple of things. And I started saying, okay, what do I have in my hands now that I didn't have during the first launch? And one of the things that came to mind was the actual playbook itself, right? Every month we send out this really simple PDF. And inside that PDF, my designer creates this really beautiful overview page where you get to see that month's playbook at a very high level. And I thought, well, this right here is like so valuable. It's so pretty. It's so appealing. It so makes me want to learn more. What if I took a screenshot of this and put it inside the email? And so now instead of saying like, I will be sending you a PDF and a video, I can say, this image is an example of what you can expect. It's from our December playbook. And I put that in the email. Then I talked about each element of the month. I told them you'll get an overview of the playbook. You'll get content examples. You'll get a resource list of software I use and a checklist. And we send that to people every single month. But now I talk about the benefits of each of those. So I don't just say, we'll send you a playbook. I say, we break our playbooks down with a visual aid so you understand how to implement that month at a high level. We're going to give you examples of campaigns I've run in the past so you can model after our successful marketing efforts. We're going to show you the tools and resources and software I use so that you can use or duplicate our exact systems. And we're going to give you a checklist so you can print it out and reference it as you implement everything during the month, right? All we've done is kind of pulled the veil back a little bit further to not just say it's an idea anymore. We're saying it's solid, it's actionable, here it is. And then I also use a timer in my email. And I said something along the lines of, to lock in your spot as a member for $24 for the next 24 hours, click here. And I just threw in a 24-hour timer. Now, there's a ton of softwares that do this. I personally love Deadline Funnel. It's one of my favorite ones to use, or Outa Timer. Deadline Funnel is nice because you can actually install it on your lead page and in your email so that after 24 hours, everything redirects to a wait list, which is what we've done, which is really, really nice. So you can automate everything with Deadline Funnel, which is why we use it. And then again, we just gave people a call to action to click here, read the sales page. So very simple, very easy, very effective. So just to recap that email we sent out, we kept it light and fun by opening up with that poem, which I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit proud of. So we opened with that poem. We kept it really light and fun. Then we talked about the scarcity. We said, look, you've got 24 hours to take action on this if you're going to take action. Then we gave them a sneak peek of what they might be missing, right? We actually took them inside the membership by showing them a screen cap of what was in there. Then we showed them the benefits of being in the program, not just what's inside. And this is a huge differentiator. So many people write emails that's like, here's what's inside my program, but they don't talk about the benefit of that to their audience, right? So you got to get super clear that it's not just about what's inside, it's about how what's inside benefits your audience, okay? Once you do all of that, you just wrap it up with a call to action that leads to a sales page. And again, we love lead pages for our sales pages because they're ridiculously simple to use. And within an hour, I had a really nice sales page that, again, is this the sales page we'll use in our public launch? Is it beautiful? Is it polished? Is it everything and more? No. But did it get the job done and result in great sales? Absolutely. So first things first, we sent out an email. Now, the second thing I did was I just took that email that I'd done and I took that poem out and put it on social media. And I put it on social media with just a little, differentiator. I rewrote some of the content to be Facebook friendly, but I took that exact poem, that exact call to action, and I put it inside of my Facebook group, and I put it on my Facebook page. I also threw something on Instagram, but again, I kept everything cohesive. So remember, I told you one of my goals was to keep this light, profitable, and simple. I'm not going to recreate tons of content. I'm going to keep it really, really light and simple because that was my goal for the promotion, okay? Now, those social media posts ended up being really powerful because what happened was by posting them in places where my audience was already hanging out, and specifically posting them in places where I'd already promoted this offer, we ended up getting a few comments from people that were like, this is such a good offer. If you don't join this, you're absolutely crazy. You have to get in on this. Zach's program is so awesome. You're not going to want to miss it, right? We ended up actually getting people who are already in the program commenting on this kind of call to action to join, encouraging other members of our groups and page that this is actually a really valuable resource. And that was really, really cool as well. Now, the last way that we promoted this was with our Facebook Messenger. And I've talked about this before. At the time, we had about 1,600 subscribers. We're down, you know, about 100 subscribers since the beginning of December because we've been doing a ton of promotion to our Messenger list, but we haven't actively built our Messenger list. And that will happen. And I just love to be a little transparent about that, that we're down about 100 subscribers. But come January, February, we'll turn things back up and we'll start to get more subscribers. But we decided to just send out a notice. And I think it's really important to include this kind of side note here, which is we were hearing from a lot of people in our audience, even people who were contractors for me, were saying things like, I didn't even know you launched a membership program, Zach. And that's because we didn't really launch it. We just kind of sold it, right? But so many people were saying like, I didn't know you launched a membership program. I wish I could have gotten in. And that's the basis for why we decided to do the promo, is that we got a ton of emails saying, hey, I didn't get a chance to get in, right? So we sent out this really simple email that said, hey, I just wanted to check in with you and ask, did you miss your chance to become a founding member of the Monthly Marketing Playbook? And they could say yes, no, or what's that? About 135 people said, yeah, I did miss my chance. And of that, about 50 people clicked over to the sales page, 49 people to be exact. But of that 1,600 people we sent it to, 135 said, yeah, I missed my chance. And then another 49 went on to say, oh, well, yeah, let me click to learn more, right? We had about 85 people say, oh, I didn't even know what that was. And about 15 of them say, oh yeah, I'm going to click to the sales page to learn more. So one simple messenger blast sent out 64 clicks to our sales page, but they were 64 hyper-targeted clicks of people we knew were interested in our offer. And we did all of this with Facebook Messenger because it was super easy to do, and it gets a really hyper response from our audience. Now, I've talked about this in the past, and I'll talk about it here. We had to lead in by asking a question. We had to first say, hey, I wanted to check in and ask a question. Did you miss your chance? I can't just say, here's a link. My program is open. Click to join now. Number one, because of Facebook rules, but number two, because that's not really an effective sales strategy. We're asking them a series of questions to qualify them for the offer, and that will make them feel qualified as well. It will say like, wow, this isn't just, you know, everybody gets a link. I got this link because I answered these questions, and this is the specific next step for me. It's playing into the psychology of, look, people want custom responses and custom answers, and that's what they get when we use this really simple bot strategy. Now, at this point, you're probably wondering like, okay, this is all good and well, but Zach, what were the results like, right? How many people did you actually get to join into the membership at this price point? And I am so glad you asked, because I have the numbers for what we did right in front of me here. And we ended up getting 68 new members in 24 hours. 58 of them paid monthly and 10 of them paid yearly, which means by doing this little launch, we created a monthly recurring revenue of $1,392 a month in monthly recurring revenue. And on top of that, we created an instant cash influx of $3,792. And it was really simple, didn't take a lot of effort. It was very light. I wrote one email. I turned that email into some social media posts. I wrote one Facebook Messenger, and I created all this monthly recurring revenue and some instant cash, which means I've got more stability in my business as a result of actions I took over 24 hours. And that is pretty dang cool, and I'm pretty dang happy about it. Now, a quick note that I wanted to throw in here, if you're kind of wondering, is did we run Facebook ads? And the answer is we did, but because the promotional window was so short, they actually didn't really get pushed out to our audience at all. In fact, the ad that we ran only reached 10 people and we spent 58 cents, which is not what we want to do. So next time we would set a much higher budget and push the ad out a little bit harder, but we ran ads. They didn't really get results this time. And I wanted to share that because that does happen. Sometimes your ads don't work. Sometimes your ads tank. Sometimes everything you thought was going to be perfect just kind of hits the fan, and other times everything falls into place. But in this case, our Facebook ads did not fall into place. They did not work the way we wanted them to. But we still got, you know, several dozen new members into the program. 68 total new members as a result of that little promotion. So as we start to wrap up, I want to kind of leave you with something to think about, which is what I said at the beginning, and that is that not every single promotion has to be these massive promotions. Now, we're going to have some show notes for you over at heartsoulhustle.com/84. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/84. We'll have the show notes waiting for you, but I encourage you, go through, read those show notes and ask yourself, you know, what can I do with my existing audience to create a small little influx of cash or a small promo that's light, fun, doesn't bother my audience, doesn't burn me out, and creates a little influx of stability? And that's really what cash and monthly recurring revenue does for a business. It creates stability. And that's what prompted us to launch our membership site. So get out there, go think about it, check out those show notes. I hope you have an incredible week, and I'll see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.